Hello and welcome to Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. With an election looming on the horizon of 2020, we are about to experience an election like no other. You are not voting for candidates, but you are voting for your freedoms, your liberties, and your rights. Your freedom and net worth are at stake on November 3rd, and we discuss that today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Now, the title of my subject today, ladies and gentlemen, is Your Freedom and Net Worth Are at Stake. You know, I was thinking about the mainstream media, and I couldn't remember one tough question that they have asked Vice President Joe Biden. And then I couldn't remember one easy question they have asked President Donald Trump. Now I'm paraphrasing here, but one person asked Mr. Biden if he has been checked for his cognitive capabilities. Now, Mr. Biden didn't appear to like the question and shot back in an attacking style. He said, "No, I haven't." Come on, man. That's like me asking you if you were checked for cocaine use before you came in here today. As if you were suspected of being a cokehead or something. Are you a junkie? Biden's answer left all of us wondering about his cognitive abilities. The two conditions, cocaine and cognition, have nothing to do with the other. One is a medical condition related generally to aging, and the other is breaking the law and is self-induced. You know, maybe he should be checked for both, since he is the one who brought it up. "Why the hell would I take a test?" he said. Several Democrat operatives have publicly suggested and advised that Biden should not debate Donald Trump. Now, why would they do that? Surely they know that the public will demand that the two candidates debate. Well, could it possibly be that the Biden team fears their candidate could not withstand the face-to-face challenge of President Trump? Or could it be that they know Biden couldn't win a debate with one of those cardboard cutouts designed to look like a human fan at the pro basketball games? Could it be that they have calculated that if they keep him out of the public's eye as much as possible, that they would have a better chance, by hook or by crook, of stealing this election? You know, for 3 2/3 years as president, Donald Trump has been relentlessly attacked by Democrats. They are hoping that his wounds will amount to death by a thousand cuts. Well, if you can, try to imagine that if you were attacked by a pack of vicious dogs like Trump has been. You know, a lion or a tiger or a bull elephant could not withstand such an attack and survive. Now, before he was elected, they had meetings in the White House to map out plans to make sure he would not be elected. Now, they used every asset the government had to elect Hillary and defeat Trump. Now, starting with President Obama and all of his key aides, they had the enthusiastic support of the top person or persons in the CIA, the National Intelligence Agency, the DOJ, the FBI, foreign spies, American spies, electronic surveillance, Democrat leaders in the House and Senate, spies in the Pentagon, and hundreds of their associates. Now, to the shock and awe of all of them, his message and his relentless work ethics won the day, and Donald J. Trump became President of the United States. And that was only the beginning. Even before he was inaugurated, they were crafting a new plan to either force him to resign or impeach him. The dogs increased in number and viciousness attacking the president to take him out once and for all. One plan was something they called an insurance policy. They lied and lied and lied some more. Cheating and stealing was child's play to them. State Department employees, who should have been Trump's best teammates, were his sworn enemy. They figured prominently in the impeachment process and subsequent trial. They alleged Trump had colluded with the Russians, while the Democrats were actually using the Russians. In fact, we learned that whatever the Democrats accused Trump or his team of doing, they were in fact the ones that were guilty of what they were accusing others of. Just like in the election, in spite of their planning and conniving and lying and cheating and threatening, the impeachment failed. As Trump would say, bigly. Now, what's next? Well, Act 3. As I wrote this on August the 6th, 2020, we are only 88 days away from the next re-election. And now, it's only 40 days. The Democrats are throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at stopping Trump's re-election bid. Their candidate, Joe Biden, in my opinion, is completely incapable of serving. But that's just the way they want it. If they can hide him from the public and allow the 1,000 cut injuries to weaken the president enough that the influence of the mainstream media and the unions and the minorities, the government employees, the liberal-leaning youth, and Planned Parenthood, along with stealing approximately 15 million votes by high-tech companies such as Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others, well, they believe socialism can win. The Democrats are giddy with confidence that the high-tech companies will deliver. But just to be sure, you know, sort of an insurance policy, they are making a relentless push for mail-in voting. They know that mail-in votes are like handing a vote thief, or as they would say, a vote harvester, whatever number of votes that they need on a platter. It's like giving a youngster an ice cream cone and say, "Eat up, little buddy." Mail-in votes could be the death knell of our republic. Now, if the Democrats win this election, no matter how, Biden will not be the decision maker. In my opinion, it will be as if Obama is back in office with George Soros pulling the strings. Now, Biden cannot win the election, but they can steal it. And if they do, Antifa Black Lives Matter, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals will be ruling our streets, and conservatives will never again win an election. Now, if the Democrats win, you will never see a single person pay for their lawbreaking. And all of your freedoms granted by the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights disappear like a thief in the night. Your future, your freedom, and those of your grandchildren depends on your vote on November 3rd, 2020. Don't fail your kids. Now just imagine a life with no police. Imagine a life with no freedom, with no ownership, no savings, no school choice, no doctors of your choice, having to get on a waiting list to get into a hospital, having the government assign what job you will do, having the government assign the house you will live in. And just imagine no churches. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the life that awaits you if you vote in Democrats for the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It's your choice. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.